Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, now meeting at the Holiday Inn Express in Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
The disappearance act of Lucifer is my message. Speaking in 2 Peter, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Speaking about Jesus being arising in our heart. The sure word of prophecy is the word of God. The Bible is called the word of prophecy. You know what the difference between the Quran and the Bible is? There's not an ounce of prophecy in the Quran. There's not an ounce of prophecy in the Quran. Because it's written by man. And it would show itself as being blatantly false book if it made all these predictions and they didn't come about. God can give us prophecy after prophecy because he knows those things will come about to verify, confirm that the Bible is the holy word of God. Peter is not alluding to Satan arising in the believer's heart, right? until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart? As unto a light that shineth in dark place? Is he talking about Satan? No. He's talking about Jesus. The name Morning Star is used two times in Scripture. Jesus describes himself as the Morning Star in the book of Revelation. We see that, and unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things saith the Lord, the Son of God, he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and I will give him the Morning Star. I will give him the Morning Star. Again, we see it in the book of Revelation. At the end of the book of Revelation, it cannot be denied that in the following verse, Jesus is talking about himself being the Morning Star. Look at the verse. I, Jesus. Jesus is speaking. If you have a red line Bible, you have red verse, your verses are red where Jesus is speaking. It says, I, Jesus, have set my angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am. Isn't Jesus called the great I am? The root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So Jesus himself calls himself the bright and morning star. Even with the firm support of these King James Bible passages, it is stated over and over again from various pulpits and conservative Christian newsrooms that Satan is the day star or the morning star, depending on what perverted, distorted, demonic version of the scriptures the orator is using. First off, most of the popular modern versions replace morning star for the name day star in 2 Peter 1:19. This begins the out-of-control spiral of blasphemy that leads to the plagues that have swept the globe for the last 120 plus years. Need we be reminded of God's stern warning of judgment for those who pervert the word of Holy Writ? For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Stern warning. God needed only one time to translate the word of God into English. One time. One time. And he did that with the King James Bible. But look. Lucifer's elusive disappearance from the scripture. Lucifer did this. So that means the Bible, these other versions are demonic. And I can support it by these statements right here. Note the many passages of Isaiah 14 from other versions of the Bible that eliminate the name of Lucifer entirely from this passage or anywhere else in those versions. You do a Google search or you do a concordance search in all these various versions and you will not find Lucifer's name. You will find it in the New King James, but you will not find it in these others. NIV, the New International Version. Now you have fallen from heaven. Who has fallen from heaven? It doesn't say that. We say, yes, Satan, Lucifer, but it doesn't say that. They leave that out. And it says, Morning Star, Son of the Dawn, you have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. So who was intertwined in Isaiah, in that Isaiah passage? The king of Babylon with Lucifer. If they leave out Lucifer, who is that passage talking about? The king of Babylon. Because they left out the name Lucifer. in the NIV was very interesting. They still call Jesus the morning star in Revelation 22. So you have a big contradiction. How can Jesus be in the morning star in the New Testament and Satan is the morning star in the Old Testament? Is that crazy? Is that, but you're going to hear it. If you go to other churches, you go to other pulpits, you'll hear that they'll say that Satan, Lucifer, is the morning star. Even though they don't have Lucifer in the Bible that they're using. So nothing is, what do we say that something is, satanic or Luciferian? We use that word Luciferian. Well, if they don't have the word Lucifer in their Bible, then nothing is Luciferian because they don't have the word Lucifer in their Bible. The ESV, the English Standard Version. Now, when I get excited, when I preach, because it's the foolishness of preaching, it's I get excited about these things. I'm trying to impart them. I'm not yelling at you. Please don't think I'm yelling at you. I enjoy the Word of God. I'm trying to emphasize different points so it sticks with us. So you can meditate on these things. Isaiah 14 in the ESV. How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the dawn? How you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low. So the ESV says day star. The NIV says morning star. Did we see that in the King James? No, not for Isaiah 14. He's the son of the morning. In the CSB, that's used by Jonathan Falwell. Jonathan Falwell uses the Christian Standard Bible. Shining morning star, how you have fallen from heaven. Notice Lucifer is not there. That's the trick of Lucifer. To be subtle. To be play a disappearing act. What makes a good magician? The disappearing act. Or the reappearing of something that had disappeared. That's what Lucifer did. You want to know a Luciferian act that has taken place that has affected every one of us in the room? Lucifer he got everybody to start transferring and trading in Federal Reserve notes. And he took the gold that was the backing to the Federal Reserve notes out. His crowd removed the gold. It was a trick. Everybody's passing notes back and forth, paper money back and forth, and he took the real value of the note and kept it, stole it out from the American people. That's what he did here in these other versions. How come nobody's bringing this out about all these versions? The New Living Translation. Oh, shining star, son of the morning. Again, Lucifer is not there. RSV, the Revised Standard Version from 1952. Oh, day star, son of the dawn. The RV, this is the mother of the changes. This is the mother Bible that was published by Oxford, Cambridge in England. In 1885, the New Testament was done in 1881, the Old Testament was done in 1885, and the Apocrypha was rewritten in 1895. Okay, so this is the mother of all the changes that started the changes and this snowballing of all these Bible versions, the Revised Version. Again, they take out Lucifer, and they have, oh, day star, son of the morning. The American Standard Version that followed the Revised Version in 1901, again, it still calls the person here, really the king of Babylon, Odaystar. And then we have the New English translation that says, the Shining One, Son of the Dawn. So preachers who have never read the King James Bible thoroughly or read it at all have no discernment of truth and thus parrot the blasphemous phrase, Lucifer is the day star or morning star, even though Lucifer's name is absent from the passage and their entire Bible version. In these versions, there is no way to logically tie Satan or the devil with Isaiah 14. Do you hear me? There's no way to logically tie them in if Lucifer's name is absent. Roman numeral 4 in your notes, obscuring the power needed to remove Lucifer. In Matthew 17, 14 through 21, let's look at that passage. Open up your Bibles to Matthew 17. Matthew 17, verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Remember, Jesus sent out his disciples to minister and preach the kingdom of God. Verse 20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence, and to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Remember, mustard seed is very small. Verse 21, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So it tells us, Jesus rebuked the devil, Lucifer now, Satan, and all his fallen angels. And he says, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. What did these other versions of the Bible do? What did these other Bible versions do? What saith the contaminated versions? The NIV, ESV, SB, SCB, CSB, the NET excludes verse 21 entirely. They remove that verse and excuse it with a warm and fuzzy footnote. The footnote states, however, the footnote says the NU text omits this verse. You don't have this in your notes, but the NU text, so what is the NU text? Capital N, capital U text. It means in the critical text published by the 26th edition of the Nestle-Aalen Greek New Testament, and in the United Bible Society's third edition for the U. So the N and the U. So basically what they're using is all these perverted Greek texts that have been modified and changed so that they can justify where they get taking Lucifer's name out of there. And so that you get the acronym capital N, capital U, text. So they put this footnote and they say, well, these versions don't have that in there. Maybe it's in the older versions, but not in the newer versions of the Greek text. They've taken that out. And so they leave it out. Some of the Bibles will have a footnote at the bottom. How many of you go to the footnote when you're reading your Bible? Not everybody does that. They just remove a whole passage. They remove all of verse 21 there. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. The identical passage in Mark 19, where Jesus says, and he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. A majority of the other versions drop the word fasting. They drop the word fasting. And he said to them, here is in the ESV, one of the most common Bible versions today, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. No, to drive out Satan out of our own lives and in the affairs of that we have in our personal lives, it takes prayer and fasting to remove Satan's stronghold on situation. And all those versions take that out. That's significant. One of the footnote in ESV says some manuscripts add fasting. That's what the footnote says in the ESV. With these corrupted Bible versions, Lucifer has neutralized the power of the child of God to cast out demonic forces encompassing their lives and the lives of others. Lucifer has emboldened himself and lifted his name on high through these perverted manuscripts promoted by naive preachers and Bible college or seminary professors who buy into and endorse these lies. Subtly, Lucifer has exalted his name above the name of Jesus Christ. Let that sink in for a minute. Lucifer has exalted his name above the name of Jesus Christ in unsuspecting, willingly ignorant, professing believers. You know, there's a quote by Mark Twain I just heard recently. A person who won't read has no advantage over a person who can't read. A person who won't read has no advantage over one who can't read. And that is what is taking place with these preachers. They buy into the lie of these Bible versions, and they don't read why we have... It's just profound. I had to do it when I came to Indianapolis Baptist Temple. I came from a Presbyterian church. They were using the NIV Bible. I came and Baptist Temple was using the King James. Before we had children, Judy and Jerry took us out west, and I had recently bought a book on explaining this called, I'm trying to remember the title of it off, the Final Authority. And I read that book through that vacation. And it really helped me understand what's going on with all these Bible versions. Why is there just this flood of Bible versions, especially in the 20th century? And it's the work of Satan. It's the work of Satan because they don't like the King James. It penetrates too deep in the work of Satan and exposes the work of Satan. There is a huge explanation. We can't go into all the details of that. But for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregations. Well, he's exalted his name above the name of Jesus Christ by calling himself the day star, the morning star, and professing Christians repeat that pablum. It occurs because these so-called Bible publishing houses heavily advertise and push their new copyrighted versions because they are revenue profit driven. They financially reward Christian leaders who endorse the Bible flavor of the moment. This is no different than Moderna and Pfizer profiteering from the COVID jab. They are frequent advertisers on all the major TV and radio networks. They call the legacy media. So these media networks, in cahoots with corrupt government leaders, officials, and for the love of money, are compelled to promote the products of their advertisers, no matter how unproven or unsafe it may be. Sadly, Christians can be driven by the same motivation. The almighty dollar sucks them blindly into Satan's snare. The Bible says, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We have to understand the devices of Satan, the subtleties of Satan, and always be on alert. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would guide and direct and admonish us gently, Lord, to be more like your beloved Son. And Lord, we just pray that you would help us in the battle of the flesh, the battle of the world, and the battle of Satan, battle of Lucifer. Help us to understand these things. Help us to point these out to our friends and our loved ones and our neighbors who are using these other versions, and it's just all around us, Lord. Most of the churches in Hamilton County here are using other versions beside the King James. They're using one of the big name brands that are out there. And Lord, they don't realize the subtlety of Satan, not only taking hell out of the Old Testament completely, and removing many of the hell passages in the New Testament, as we have studied a year ago, but also taking the name Lucifer out of the Bible completely and playing the great disappearing act. Lord, I just pray we could wake people up and help them to see the subtleties of Satan, the devices of Satan. And we should not be ignorant. Help us not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Now meeting at the Holiday Inn Express, 13625 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.